Hello, dear friends. I'm glad to be here again, recording a new podcast. I'm John Fenn, and here you are, second episode of this new resource that I've decided to use to improve my language skills. First, let me explain about the title of this podcast. Nobody knows me as well as you do. It's a wink of complicity towards you. Do you know the expression, we are in the same boat? Mainly with the expression, nobody know me as well as you do, I'm saying that you know how hard it is to learn a second language. Therefore, you know all my weaknesses, my fears, my worries, my hopes, and all of these things that we feel when we have to express ourselves in English. It's not easy, my dear friends. But I have good news. You are full of English language knowledge, but you still haven't noticed. Let's check it out. Imagine that your new neighbor is an Australian boy. And let it guess that he has your level of English, but in your mother language. He speaks Catalan, Spanish, Italian, French, Polish, Russian, Portuguese, the language whatever you want, as well as you speak English. What is your reaction when you talk with him? I'm sure that your words would be, oh, you speak very well my language. You are awesome. You are amazing. You are able to express yourself perfectly. And more, a really collection of praises. Instead, you could talk with him in English, and you're speaking as well as him. And what's your feeling? Oh, I've used this verb wrong. Oh, I did it again. Make instead two. If phrasal verb it was separable or not, I don't know. And more. A really collection of regrets. Wouldn't it be good to feel a little bit of pride? Enough is enough. A new age from English students, it must be begun. Stop studying, start communicating. Stop regrets, start feeling pride. Because nobody knows you as well as I do. Thanks for listening, and bye.
Hello everyone, this is Yuan Zhen. I am glad to be here making a new episode of my podcast. It's already number 6. If you are listening for the first time, let me tell you that my different episodes aren't related to each other. Every story makes up its own habitat and works by itself. And this time, it will be the same. The episode has nothing to do with movies, music, or learning English strategies. Since the last episode, several possible themes have popped into my mind for this new installment. Finally, after thinking about it, although I didn't want to start any tricky story, I've decided to share with you one of my favorite topics with which I usually torment my daughter and my wife. Stories about my grandfather. Perhaps you can think that I had a really close relationship with him. Nothing could be farther from the truth. I didn't know him, but in spite of that, I feel a fascination about him and his historical age. He lived the first years of the 20th century in a chaotic Barcelona full of anarchists, gunmen paid by unscrupulous businessmen, corrupt clergymen, military and police bought by dirty money, and finally, a rotting, dying monarchy. Nothing could be close than what happens nowadays. But this is not the issue at hand.